7 News. I'm John Scott. The recovery operation continues after an American Airlines jet collided with an Army helicopter while landing at Ronald Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C., prompting a large search and rescue operation in the nearby Potomac River. At a news conference, American Airlines CEO Robert Isom.
At this time, we don't know why the military aircraft came into the path of the PSA aircraft. Flight 5342, a CRJ-700, was under the command of 4 crew members. They carried 60 passengers, as you know, for a total of 64 people on board.
At the White House this hour, President Trump expressing the nation's condolence in reaction to what he calls a tragedy of terrible proportions.
As one nation, we grieve for every precious soul that has been taken from us so suddenly. And we are a country of, really, we are in mourning.
At least 28 bodies pulled from the icy waters of the Potomac. Also at SRNnews.com, today is the Senate Judiciary Committee convening to confirm the hearing for FBI Director nominee Kash Patel. Senator Tom Cotton.
Chair Grassley, Ranking Member Durbin, friends and colleagues on the committee, I've completed my due diligence of Kash Patel, and I am honored to provide my strongest recommendation for his confirmation.
Patel offered his own opening statement.
Protecting the rights of the Constitution is of the utmost importance to me and has been every single time I've taken that oath of office. The recent terrorist attacks in New Orleans tragically claimed the lives of 14 innocent Americans and serve as a stark reminder that our national security is at threat, both internally and externally.
That is FBI Director nominee Kash Patel. This is SRN News. Abortion is an Oregon value.
That's what Governor Tina Kotek says in a post on social media. The Democrat vows to protect abortion, transgenderism, and illegal immigrants, listing them amongst, quote, Oregon values. The governor is reacting to executive orders from President Trump that seek to curb DEI, the LGBT agenda, and open borders. Republicans are blasting Kotek's pronouncement, saying that she has a warped view of what the state's values really are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A trial over North Dakota's ban on gender-affirming medical care for kids is underway in Bismarck. Three families and a pediatric endocrinologist alleged in a lawsuit filed in 2023 that the law violates the state constitution. North Dakota is one of more than two dozen states that have banned sex change operations and the use of puberty-blocking drugs on children. This is SRN News. New York City police hunting for a group of people who took a subway train on a joyride.
The NYPD has released photos of six individuals said to have commandeered an unoccupied R train in Queens. Police are offering a reward of up to $3,500 for any information about the suspects who are wanted for reckless endangerment. The department says the joyride began around 10 p.m. Saturday. It doesn't say how long it lasted. Police say the suspects damaged glass panels on the train's camera. Rich Thomason reporting.
Lawyers representing victims of a deadly Hawaii wildfire have reached a last-minute settlement, averting a trial to determine how to split a $4 billion settlement. The massive inferno in Lahaina killed more than 100 people and destroyed thousands of properties. Lawyers expected to file court documents detailing that agreement in a week. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.